tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A week into the Israel-Hamas war, and the Israel military reports the number of Israelis killed is more than 1,300. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reports at least 1,900 deaths there. There are thousands wounded and hurt on both sides. The latest now on the war, correspondent Willie James Inman.
After days of deadly Israeli airstrikes, leaflets rained down on Gaza, telling residents to flee the enclave south within 24 hours. Ahead of an expected ground invasion, the notice from the Israeli Defense Forces told Gaza City residents not to return until further notice. Thousands of frightened Palestinians followed the directive.
President Biden says the families of 14 Americans unaccounted for in the region now going through agony. He spoke to some of them by Zoom. This is the first charter flight from Israel carrying more than 100 U.S. citizens landed in Athens, Greece. A U.S. official says such American evacuation flights will go on until at least next Thursday. From the U.N., correspondent Pamela Falk.
Saying that Hamas is solely responsible for the situation in Gaza and that the U.N. Security Council must demand that it release all the hostages, Israel's UN ambassador Gilad Erdan spoke to a standing room only UN meeting room.
Since I was appointed, I never felt such a feeling of unity among member states. They all understand that it is not only a war against Israel, it's a war against them, against civilization.
Now to Washington and the latest on the gridlock at the U.S. House of Representatives, which remains without a speaker.
Jim Jordan of Ohio, endorsed by former President Trump, is the newest nominee of the House Republican Conference to be their Speaker of the House, but he has a lot of work to do. It was a narrow majority he won in a secret ballot, closed-door election, 124 votes to 81 for Austin Scott of Georgia, who got in the race just this afternoon. Jordan needs 217 to win. It's nearly 100 arms to twist.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. Nearly a month into the selective strike against Detroit's Big Three, there are now more than 34,000 United Auto Workers on strike. No new plants added this week, but UAW President Sean Fain calls on union members to join picket lines this weekend. Reporter Andres Gutierrez.
Fain told CBS News Detroit they're still waiting on Ford to present a new offer and that nothing has changed since he called on 8,700 workers to walk out Wednesday at one of the automaker's most profitable plants, the Kentucky truck plant.
We don't do things on a whim, and if I just had my way, and you know, it'd be easy just to say, you know, at the beginning of this, everybody go out and let's just hit them. There's a lot of factors we take into consideration.
Mixed finish to the trading week on Wall Street. The Dow was up, NASDAQ and S&P were down. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count.
Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. I am not Mike Crute. I am Todd Allball, along with Nate Wagenhout here on the board. I'm happy to have you in. Crutey and Dom, they didn't want me to tell this. I may get fired. But you know what the heck? Well, sometimes you gotta, because I believe that you, the listening audience, the loyal followers of the Devil's Advocates, you want to know the truth. You want to know why cannot we listen to Crutey and Dom today? Well, here are the facts. You may have heard, Taylor Swift had her movie debut last night in L.A., the concert debut. She has a brand new concert movie, came out last night. And like the stars that they are, Crutey and Dom, they didn't make the cut for the premiere night, but they are on their way to join Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for night number two. Is that right, Nate? Is that correct?
I think that's correct.
He's like, I'm not going along with this crap. And no, they're having the day off, and Crutey and Dom will be back tomorrow. Todd Allball here with you. I am normally here with you in the afternoon from 1 until 3. Happy to be filling in. I can never fill their shoes, but I can at least, you know, tread water here on the air. And then what really makes the show is all of you, the Devil acolytes out there listening each and every afternoon. We appreciate your listenership here on Civic Media. And in fact, you can call in now, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I have a couple of people on the line here. I want to finish up last hour, the end of the hour, talking about this $6 billion that has now been refrozen in assets to Iran after the savage attack by Hamas on Israel over the weekend. And this is something that Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin had asked for the Biden administration to do, had lobbied for it. And I think it proves what a leader Tammy Baldwin is in the United States Senate, that she helped to influence this and get it done. And then played the deplorable comments of President Biden's predecessor, Mr. Trump, who just mocked the whole thing. And then heard from a local Jewish community person here in Madison. He is a reporter for the State Journal and was on campus in Madison last night, Alex Scher, saying regardless of how you might feel about this conflict, put that aside for a moment and realize what Jewish people are going through right now. These are people who have been persecuted for decades. And the rise of anti-Semitism in this country has risen markedly. and think what they feel like when people say hurtful, terrible things. It's literally scaring people and keeping them in their homes right now. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones all the way up to beautiful Duluth to Dynamo Dave. Dynamo, thanks for holding on through the break. Thanks for joining us. What say you?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Terrific, Tom. Hey, you remember, this is probably before you were born, but a guy named Dennis Kucinich, who was a representative out of Ohio, and he ran for president twice, I think.
Yes.
And he said, if I'm elected president, I'm going to create a Department of Peace. And what does that mean? That he was going to try to have everything, you know, have peaceful negotiations. Now, we're heard, you know, like the whole Ukraine, see, the corporate media, they're not reporting on the peace overtures that have been trying to be negotiated, and the U.S. is like ignoring that stuff. And now we've got this thing happening in Israel, and obviously this is a big conflict that's been going on for years and years and years. But the only way to have to end this violence, end this destruction, is for some sort of peaceful accord. And why we don't have that going on is a mystery to me. There's in Congress, the progressive wing of Congress used to be, you know, they know the fact that we want to go toward peace, spend less on the military budget because we're almost up to $1 trillion. But you've got people like AOC saying, oh, now we've, and she ran against an incumbent Democrat saying she was different, progressive. But it doesn't, it seems like they're progressive in name only, a penal. They're not doing anything to counter all this spending on armaments and stuff like that.
Sure.
And it's like, why, you know, what's going on there? How come there's no opposition? Mm-hmm. Biden's like this president who he backs any war that the U.S. will go into. He's done that ever since he's been, you know, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And that's just, you know, greases the pockets of those defense contractors and the rest. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like,
Dynamo,
where's the alternative? Peace, you know?
Sure. I'm all for peace, and certainly point out that the Palestinian and Israeli situation has been long going, and certainly has been a process to try to get to peace that hasn't come. But would you agree that what Hamas, and to make it clear, Hamas is not Palestinians or Palestine. They are a separate terrorist organization. What they did to exact murder, mayhem, chaos, genocide, decapitating babies, Israel, they have a right to defend themselves. Agree or disagree?
Yes, I agree with that. And I'm not going to, I'm not ever going to say that what Hamas did was correct. Mm-hmm. But two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs might make a military right, but no. I mean, this is supposed to be a holy land, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they claim that Israel is a holy land. What's all this stuff going on? I agree. That was heinous what they did. But there's got to be other ways we could handle it. Because obviously, they're trying to stick up for what's gone on in their so-called territory, Palestinian territory. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, because you can't say, it seems like anybody that opposes anything that Israel does, and they got a right-wing, they have a right-wing government. But anybody who opposes anything that Israel does is considered an anti-Semite, which is totally wrong. You know that.
I certainly agree. I appreciate the call, Dynamo Dave. Thanks so much, Dynamo Dave in Duluth. I acknowledge that people are entitled to their opinion. I acknowledge that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been long going. I've acknowledged on my show from 1 to 3 that I have spoken out against Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and decried what he's trying to do in Israel to change the judicial system. But even in Israel, his main opposition leader has joined with Netanyahu to form an emergency coalition government after this. I mean, this was the biggest loss of life to the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Since the Holocaust. If you look at what's coming out of Israel right now, the video, I watched a video this morning on morning news that looked like people were mopping the floor it was blood, but it looked like it was so much of it, it filled the hallways. babies being slaughtered. And I firmly believe that I stand at Joe Biden, and quite frankly, both Republicans and Democrats stand in a bipartisan coalition with President Biden that Israel has a right to defend itself, and this type of terrorist activity by Hamas cannot stand. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to La Crosse on the western part of the state. Dana in La Crosse, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Say, you bet. So I'm really not real informed on this thousands-year strife between these groups of people. So I was hoping you might. I have 2 points I'd like to ask you about, and maybe you could help define them for me a little
bit. I'll do my best.
Thank you. So the first one, we got the local radio show here. It's a right-wing show in the morning. The host, Mike Hayes, he came out and said this morning that, you know, because they're trying to rag on the progressive crowd that supposedly are cheering on Hamas, but what I understand is they're trying to support the Palestinian people because they didn't do this. Hamas did. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to say, well, they elected Hamas, so it's their fault and they deserve it and all that. And the other point is, I remember when Trump moved the capital to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't know how he would have that power. But what I remember at that time, it was a very controversial move. Did that play anything into the animosities here? And could you explain to me why that was such a controversial move? I'll take your comments off the air, Todd. You have a great night. Thank
sure.
You.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate you calling. There a couple of minutes. We'll try to get it in. Might have to finish up on the other side. A couple of great points there. Number one, and look, I'm not going to claim I'm a foreign policy expert per se. I was in politics for many years and certainly follow this, but I'll give you this kind of the 30,000 foot level here. Yes, that Hamas was quote unquote elected in Gaza, in the Palestinian area, but how legitimate those elections, I mean, think about it. If someone has an automatic weapon to your head, essentially, or armed guards outside the polling place, well, you could vote for anybody. But if we don't win, we'll come hunt you down. Is that really a free and fair election? So rather than saying that Hamas was elected in Gaza, I would say that they have occupied and taken that area over. And yes, what the caller is talking about and what you know, conservative right-wing radio is trying to zero in on is a very, very, very small part. Matt Flynn, who was on earlier before us, brought this up. He was the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and he called out there are two Democratic socialists currently in the state assembly who chose not to vote against a resolution in the state assembly condemning the attacks on Israel by Hamas. Matt Flynn, a former chairman of the Democratic Party, called him out and said, stop it, knock it off. So yes, there's a very small wing, I don't even call them progressives, they're Democratic Socialists, that's completely different than the Democratic Party, who has been steadfast along with Joe Biden in supporting Israel. We'll come back and talk about the other part after this. Don't go anywhere, your calls as well. 844-967-2789. This is the Devil's Advocates on Civic Media.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values.
So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues tonight, low mid-40s and breezy, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour, might even hear a rumble of thunder. Maybe an early shower to start Saturday, then mostly cloudy and a high in the low 50s. Sun's back in mid-50s for Sunday. It's 46 right now.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio. This is Todd Allball filling in for Crudy and Dom, who have the afternoon off, going to the Taylor Swift premiere, or at least the second day of the premiere in Los Angeles. Now, Crudy's doing it. He's a speech giver. He is an ambassador for the truth. He's out there talking to folks, the good folks down in Greene County this afternoon. And he joined us at the start of the show. Appreciate that. And Dom is doing his thing down in Milwaukee. So they'll be back tomorrow. Nate Wagehout, though, producer and engineer, is here guiding me, holding metaphysically my hand, trying to guide me through this last half hour. So we appreciate you, Nate.
I'd hold your hand physically, but there's a big glass window in between us here.
We appreciate your leadership. Thank you so very much. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, look, there's only one time better than to download the Civic Media app now. That was yesterday. And you can't do anything about that. So download the Civic Media app now. Simply go to your app store on iPhone or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, for Civic Media. Download. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Take your text there as well. Nate is watching that. I want to finish up quickly because I want to move on, but I want to finish up this caller asking about the fact that Donald Trump, when he was president, moved the United States Embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. That is absolutely 100% true. And the caller asked, could this have contributed to this weekend's event? Look, I'm not there. I'm not part of the diplomatic corps. I'm not going to speculate on that directly. But I will say I've had Sam Gold, who is a friend of mine, an attorney, he's a dual citizen, Israeli-U.S. citizen, spent 3 years living in Israel recently. And certainly, from my knowledge, that move by Trump to move the embassy, the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which of course is claimed not just by Christians, but by Muslims and others, it absolutely fanned the flames at that time when Trump was president. Trump pawned it off as, I'm being supportive of Israel. But it absolutely helped destabilize the region. Now, again, I'm not going to speculate what that might have had on this weekend's massacre and horror by Hamas against Israel. But great calls, great questions. Let's go to the phone lines once again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, we rarely get to talk to each other, Tom. Been a while. L.A. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, hey, Todd. First off, we the people means government, and we must never forget that. Second, I want to push back a little bit, Todd.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is You know, you were talking about the social democrats or the democratic socialists. I call them social democracy and social democrats. I felt like you were kind of pigeonholing a party that believes in like Medicare for all and the social safety net, that we're all in it together, which is what social democracy actually is. And I feel that you're kind of selling the word democratic socialists or social democracy, or by saying that those are kind of some loonies or left wing people. I consider myself a social democrat, but I believe that, you know, that means that we the people are the government, that we the people are supposed to be making choices through our representatives. And the only other quick question I had, because I know I don't have a lot of time.
No, go ahead.
Is when you were a politician, you said you ran for Congress, right?
No, I was never that high up, Tom. Oh. I ran for state I ran for state assembly twice and lost both times in the primary because I was too moderate.
Got it. No problem. My dad actually was the football coach in Durand, Wisconsin for 30 years.
Sure.
So you might know Pete Adler. Anyway, what I wanted to ask was, were you there before Citizens United came into being, or was that after?
I was working for former State Senator Dale Schultz at the time that came down, and it's a horrendous decision. I supported McCain-Feingold, and Citizens United has gotten us in large part to where we are.
And can I ask you this question, that when you were running for office, did you spend a lot of your time, or did Dale Schultz, did he have to spend a lot of his time dialing for dollars like they do in Congress? Because 80% of their day is actually spent dialing for dollars. And I think this is the whole problem with our political system, why it is that the corporations have taken over our government.
I would say Dale Schultz was smarter than me, because I was stupid enough the first time I ran in 2004 to mortgage my farm and put a $40,000 mortgage on my farm, which was paid for at the time, to largely help self-fund. I raised, I can't remember, maybe another $20,000 from individual donors. So no, the short answer is I put my time into the grassroots and did not dial for dollars. Probably was part of the reason I lost. The other part, I was sabotaged by the conservative Republican leadership at the time, Mike Hipsch, in the assembly. But in the second time, no, I did not dial for that. When Dale ran for a third district Congress at the national level, congressional level, yes, and he hated every minute of it, having to dial for dollars like that.
Yeah, and I just want the people that are out there to really hear that you know, these Congress people are spending 80% of their day dialing for dollars, going to fundraisers because of this messed up system, and we have got to get money out of politics. It's the only way that we're going to be able to restore government back to truly we the people. And like I said, if you can please, just not go so rough on the social democrats.
I respect your viewpoint. The only point that I would make, do you agree or disagree that the attack by Hamas is horrendous and should be called out?
Oh, 100%.
Now we're in total agreement.
And I think the other thing that we need to remember is that Hamas actually gave those Palestinians at that time, gave them food, clothing, shelter, and actually won them over in a way that they were deceived.
Tom, really appreciate it. Sorry, up against a break. Sorry about that. I'm up against a great. Appreciate your call, Tom. Back after more on Devils on Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. It is mid-morning now in the Mideast. There's been a huge movement reported out of northern Gaza after Israel's warning to 1 million people there to get out. Israeli Defense Minister Yovi Gallant.
We are going to destroy Hamas infrastructures, Hamas headquarters, Hamas military establishment, and take this phenomena out of Gaza and out of the Earth.
At the White House, President Biden held Zoom meetings with families of missing Americans.
It is rare for a president to speak with the families of Americans who may be hostages like he did, out of concern that it can raise the price on the head and the risk of those being held captive.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. With majority Republicans so far unable to agree on a new House Speaker, and now with Jim Jordan looking for the votes, the Democratic minority leader says,
we want to find a bipartisan path to reopening the House of Representatives.
Maybe next week. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
What makes our society great is that we can believe in something bigger than ourselves. Doesn't matter whether it's a soccer team or whether it's a political movement or whether it's a public school, whether it's a neighborhood PTA, a bake sale. It's about interacting with our friends and neighbors and making our communities better for having come together around a common cause.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the radio. Keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocates on a Thursday. Crudy and Dom are taking the day off. Well, actually not, because Crudy is out down in Greene County, down in southern Wisconsin, giving a speech down there. A man in high demand, Mr. Crude is. So he is doing his part. Dom, if you're a regular listener of Devils, like I am, you know that Dom is set on the air. He's not one for wearing clothes. So I'm assuming Dom's just chilling out in the buff around the house. You think that's accurate, Nate? You think he's just chilling out in the buff?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate.
Yeah, I think that's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
As they said in Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that. He's just, you know, blowing in the breeze.
He's off the clock. He can do what he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. That's right. Dominic and Michael will be back tomorrow right here on these airwaves. You can hear them along with our fine producer, Mr. Nate Wegehout. We appreciate, Nate, you being here today and helping us out and getting through the show.
Glad to be here.
You're like the Captain Stubing of the Love Boat. You guide us, you know, making sure that everything goes well.
I would like to make one real quick announcement. We're very thankful that you are filling in today the boys are out. However, the Devil's Advocates rules do still apply, and that includes you, CJ.
Okay.
You are still banned from our airwaves today. Just because we have a different host doesn't mean anything's changing.
Nate, he's like the substitute teacher that says, no, the rules still apply.
Halloween is just a couple of weeks away now, and we can try again after Halloween, CJ.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Nate Wanky, making sure the rules are applied. Crudy and Dom will absolutely love that. They'll be back tomorrow. Again, glad to be with you on this Thursday. Happy to have your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to move on to another subject here, a national subject, because I love the fact, and I've heard Devils talk about it before, that unlike a lot of times on the Republican side of the aisle, my former party, that, and by the way, I don't belong to any party now. But when Democrats see horse crap, they call it out. At least most of the time. They're much better about it. Let me just say that. What am I talking about? This afternoon, late breaking news, federal prosecutors this afternoon announced an additional charge against New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife, alleging they conspired to have the senator act as a foreign agent of Egypt. A sitting United States senator indicted for acting as a foreign agent to Egypt. The superseding indictment filed against Menendez, who was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee at the time of the alleged actions, adds a new dimension to the case by alleging a U.S. senator was working on behalf of another country. Let me say that again. The allegations, and again, isn't this just rich? Republicans say, oh, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats are weaponizing the Justice Department against Republicans. Really? Really? Because if that were the truth, if that were the case, why would Joe Biden and Merrick Garland allow the Justice Department to proceed against some of the most serious charges in my lifetime, be 54 in a couple of weeks, against a sitting United States senator? This is a perfect example of applying the law fairly and justly, and why the Justice Department under Joe Biden is, in fact, working. Let me say this again in this report by CNN. These latest charges against Senator Menendez allege a U.S. senator was working on behalf of another country while in office. Menendez and his wife were indicted last month on corruption-related charges and are accused of accepting, quote, hundreds and thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for the senator's influence. Remember that? They had photos. What was it, $400,000 in cash stuffed in his jacket that said Senator Menendez? And what's even weirder are these little gold, they're not like an actual brick size, like you'd build a house or something with, but like little, I call them gold bullion bricks of gold. Now he's being indicted, Senator Menendez is, for conspiring against the United States with Egypt while a sitting senator. And that would be cause, in my opinion, to tip my cap to the Democrats in and of itself. The fact that the Justice Department under Joe Biden is moving forward with this. But here's a guy that I just think is fantastic. U.S. Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Democrat. He has wasted no time. Reports this afternoon, Senator Fetterman calls on the Senate to vote to expel Senator Menendez following new charges. Here is his, right to the point. from John Fetterman from Pennsylvania. Here it is. Pennsylvania's U.S. Senator John Fetterman today called on the U.S. Senate to expel Senator Bob Menendez. Quote, Senator Menendez should not be a U.S. Senator. He should have been gone long ago. It is time for every one of my colleagues in the Senate to join me in expelling Senator Menendez. We cannot have an alleged foreign agent in the United States Senate. This is not a close call. Unquote. A short, sweet, direct press release by Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. This guy's not horsing around. And again, it's so refreshing to see that it doesn't matter what organization you're in. Could be a football team, could be a political party, could be, your office at work. There's always going to be a bad apple, somebody that messes up. It doesn't mean the entire organization is bad. Bob Menendez has apparently, allegedly messed up big time. Working on behalf of another country while a sitting United States Senator in charge of the Foreign Relations Committee. And John Fetterman has the chutzpah to right away say, you know what, this is crap, he needs to go. And now apparently, according to more reports, there is a growing number of Democrats who say they would vote for that, to expel Menendez. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your favorite Apple or Android device. Again, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think about this? Fetterman calling out Menendez. Because remember, for people to say, oh my gosh, it's going to upset the balance of the Senate. No. Because the rule, the law, in Pennsylvania is the governor would appoint the replacement. Pardon me, not in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey. Menendez is from New Jersey. And the law in New Jersey is that the governor, who is a Democrat, would appoint the replacement. So it's not going to change the balance of the Senate. If they expel Menendez, the Democratic senator or Democratic governor of New Jersey, would simply appoint another Democrat to fill the position. I think it's courageous. I mean, courageous of Fetterman to be one of the first ones to call this out and say, look, we're simply not going to have this. Love your thoughts. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Want to flip the page for a second. More news this afternoon out of Washington, D.C. This from Congressman Jody Arrington, a Republican who sits on the House Budget Committee. He has leaked information to reporters this afternoon. It's on social. Details surrounding this speaker's race, because, of course, speaking of this Israeli atrocity, Hamas attack on Israel earlier in the show, Congress cannot even pass, the House of Representatives cannot even pass a resolution condemning this. Why? Because Republicans can't govern. And there's no Speaker of the House. Now, they caucused yesterday. And Steve Scalise, the majority leader, beat out, as Matt Flynn likes to say, GYM Jim Jordan. Why does he say that? Because Jim Jordan has all kinds of allegations that he knew about sexual abuse while a wrestling coach at Ohio State and did nothing about it. The doctor who allegedly abused tens of wrestlers at Ohio State begged Jim Jordan at the time to do something about it. He turned his back. Doctor killed himself. Jim Jordan then later allegedly called in tears to some of these wrestlers and said, please don't come forward with this because it'll ruin my congressional career. True story. That's why Matt Flynn likes to call him GYM Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan from Ohio lost out. Steve Scalise from Louisiana, who once said, quote, "I'm David Duke without the baggage," unquote. David Duke was a former KKK leader. Scalise has since apologized for those remarks. So that's your choice. A guy who liked to pawn himself off as a lightweight David Duke, or a guy who turned his back on sexual predators. Those are the choices right now for Republicans. Scalise got 113, I believe, votes in caucus. He needs 117 on the floor of the House to be elected Speaker. So now it comes out this afternoon, Scalise is in the lead, but still doesn't have enough to win on the floor. But now Republicans are saying, quote, this congressman from Texas, Jody Arrington, said, quote, "Scalise tells me that he's setting up bipartisan commission probing the national debt, including putting Social Security Medicare on the table." Quote, "He supports it. I can say that with confidence." Didn't we have this discussion already? Remember during the State of the Union address when Joe Biden said, quote, "If anyone tries to cut Social Security and if anyone tries to cut Medicare, I'll stop them," unquote. At the time, that very night, as a matter of fact, Steve Scalise said, quote, "We've told him, Mr. President, who are these people who want to cut Social Security, Medicare? Because it's not us," unquote. And now that he wants to be Speaker of the House and he needs 117 votes, behind closed doors this afternoon in caucus in Washington, D.C., Steve Scalise has said he will, in fact, consider cutting Social Security and Medicare. These are the things we have to think about as we go to the voting booth next year. Who can you trust to keep your Social Security and Medicare? Who can you trust to lead this country? Good gosh, who can you just trust to govern, period? Because right now the Republicans can't even elect a speaker to keep government going. We are approaching within what, Nate, probably 35 days we're down to now, 30, 35 days, another government shutdown in November. There is no one negotiating with the White House and the Senate on either a continuing resolution or a final passage in order to stave off another government shutdown in November, right in the middle of right before the holidays. Because there is no leadership on the Republican Party side. There is no governance on the Republican Party side in the United States Congress. And back home, as Crudy said at the top of the show, Robin Voss can't even scrape up the votes to get his impeachment through. Thank goodness, by the way. And Senate President Chris Kapinga over in the Wisconsin State Senate says, yeah, that plan for fair maps that Robin Voss said he wanted to do, yeah, we don't really actually have the votes over here. That was never genuine in the first place. Republicans cannot govern. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you before the end of the show. This is the Devil's Advocates on Civic Media Radio Network. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues tonight, low mid-40s and breezy, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour, might even hear a rumble of thunder. Maybe an early shower to start Saturday, then mostly cloudy and a high in the low 50s. Sun's back in mid-50s for Sunday. It's 46 right now.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to Devil's Advocates Radio. This is not the devil. This is, I'm no angel either, believe me. I'm just filling in. I'm just a part-time dude with a microphone. I'm Todd Alba, along with producer and engineer Nate Wagehout. Crudy and Dom take a little day off this afternoon. Well, Crudy's working. He's down there in Greene County giving a speech. Dom is working hard, I'm sure, down there in Milwaukee. Both Crudy and Dom, your usual devils, will be back tomorrow afternoon. But having Nate here is a huge help. Appreciate you, Nate. Thanks so very much for being here.
I'll always be here.
Oh, what a great guy. What a great guy, Nate Wagehout. Let's go back to the phone lines. About 7 minutes left here on the program for today. Welcome your phone calls. Welcome your texts on the Civic Media app or on the phone, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom in Grafton. Tom, appreciate your listenership and calling in. What say you?
Oh, are you sounding good?
Appreciate it.
You're the guy that's on at 2 o'clock, aren't you, too?
We're on from 1 until 3. Well, 2 o'clock, oh. You could tune in. So we're usually on in the afternoon, but pulling double duty today for Crudy and Dom. Happy to do so.
All right. Well, glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What have you got for us, Tom?
I enjoy the politics, you know, that you talk about, and you expand upon it more than most talk show people. And you know, me having been Republican, your view has a lot of us interested.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was in the same boat in about the same time.
Were you really?
Saw the light.
You're a former Republican as well.
Yes.
Maybe we should start a club. I'm interested, Tom, in your reason, because my reason, well, I'll talk about that later, but what was your reason? What was it that for you that said, I just can't do this anymore, and you left the Republican Party?
Having been lied to was really a deal breaker.
In what sense?
Politically, and to see that put into action against, you know, thousands of people in the state, and many ways we really haven't recovered.
I had the opportunity to have a ringside seat. Literally, I was in a closed caucus in 2011 when I heard Republican senators talking about voter suppression bills, and they specifically wanted to do it to stifle the vote of Black and brown people, particularly in Milwaukee and also on college campuses. I mean, I heard that with my own ears, and I said, this ain't what I signed up for, and I walked away. But what was it for you? Was there a certain issue that you just said, that sickens me, I can't, beyond just being lied to, was there a certain issue that made you walk away from the Republican Party?
Of what was done to public service, teaching, you know, in particular. I know people who are going to college and are going to graduate and probably not work in this state, especially in the teaching.
I mean, Act 10 was something that divided our state, and we are still trying to recover from. I've said to people, you know, in my almost 30 years of being Republican, being in both state and national government, I have not witnessed anything more destructive in this state than Act 10.
Yes. Yeah.
And to your point, I mean, it's hurting us employing teachers, retaining teachers, and quite frankly, Tom, it's created a my former boss, Dale Schultz, was the only Republican to vote against Act 10, by the way, in the Senate. He said at the time, he at the time said, we are going to create a two-class education system in the state. And here we are in 2023. That's exactly what we have.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well,
it's good to hear you on the air anyways.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate your listenership. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your perspective as well. If you'd like to join us, a couple of minutes left here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY here in the happier happy hour. I forgot to say that at the top. We were talking about some heavier things, Nate, so I didn't want to say, you know, here we are talking about, you know, murder in the happier happy hour. That doesn't quite fit. But I think Tom brings up a great point. And this is the part about this network, civic media, that I love. And it encourages a dialogue. It should make each one of us think about what we believe. And sometimes after you pause and reflect, sometimes if you have the courage to talk less and listen more, and you think about your own values, you think to yourself, well, what do I really believe? Is what I've been a part of for so long, am I just doing it because I've always done that? Or am I doing it because I believe in it? And I can think I can speak for Tom after listening to him. I can certainly speak for myself. I reached a point where the Republican Party no longer represented who I was. I did. It's the old line, right? Reagan used the line, only in reverse. But I didn't leave the Republican Party. The Republican Party left me. In the old Republican Party I used to belong to, you would never have someone questioning their alliance to Israel. In the old Republican Party I used to belong to, they talked about having local control. That control closer to the people is better. That we don't want people in Madison and Washington, D.C. making the decisions for us. We want people in Wisconsin and our local communities making decisions when they can. And also that in times of need for those the poorest and the most in need, it was not a sin to offer a hand up, to have a safety net. And of course, there was a little thing about equality as well. People forget it was Republicans in the 60s in Congress that helped Lyndon Johnson pass the Civil Rights Act. It was Ronald Reagan who put the first woman on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor. It was Tommy Thompson who created W-2 welfare to work and actually paid for single moms to help go to school to get a better job, to have a better life. Those are just a few examples of why I was Republican. But in large part, that's all been reversed. And now it's become the party of Donald J. Trump. It is Trumpism. And it is literally a threat to democracy. And that, I get no pleasure from that. And I take responsibility like other Republicans. If you've never read it before, look up Stuart Stevens. He's with the Lincoln Project. We've had him on our show in the afternoon. He wrote a great book called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. And he starts out by saying, I'm to blame. And I'll take my share of blame for helping elect Republicans in my time. And there were some that did a lot of good. And there are a lot of citizens across this state who still call themselves Republicans at local level who are wonderful people. But Trumpism is a threat to democracy. And the sad part is the leadership of both the state and the national party don't have the temerity, the guts, the chutzpah to call that out. And that's why we need shows like Devil's Advocates and like ours and a network like Civic Media. And it's why we need each of you every single day to be a part of this discussion, this discourse, and together we'll make things better. Tomorrow, Don McCready, you're back. Thank you so much to Nate and everybody that called in today. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.